mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tuesday, my friends, the fifth day of April, 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones again today. We'll go to your calls in the next segment. Any issue, any topic, any news item, any question, comment. If you disagree with me, you agree with something I've said, some propaganda you witnessed on television or in your newspaper, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Well, my friends, yesterday we posted this on Infowars.com under the Big Brother section. For some reason, I missed it and didn't cover it, but a lot of listeners emailed me concerning it, so I did become aware of it last night, and I do have it here in front of me today, and it is very ominous. And it shows us just exactly what our new lives are going to be like here in the global plantation. And I told one of the webmasters from Infowars.com to repost this at the top of the main page as one of the four tiles that are our top stories. Yes, my friends, they're going to put RFID in your inspection stickers, in the stickers you get for your car, or toll roads in Texas, and they're going to turn all the roads, basically all the state roads, all the major roads, into toll roads. Now, I know we've been talking about this for many, 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 many years, because I've seen the federal plans, but you see, now it's not, I've seen federal plans, here are the federal plans. It's, here's the legislation, they're doing it. And I want to talk about this because it illustrates so many things. I want to take my time on this and go over it for about 5 minutes when we get back on the other side. And then we'll plunge into your phone calls. And there's a bunch of other news, too. It's all very important. Parents are very upset about a mandatory vaccination database that the different states are setting up. One of them, of course, Colorado, and then on the heels of that, it'll be illegal not to take all the different vaccines they order you to take. Over 100 new vaccines deployed a year, and they'll just tell you that your basic day will be filled with injections. I'm not joking. I'm not kidding, folks, okay? It'll be in the food you eat. This will be the new freedom. And they say these vaccines will actually change your brain chemistry makeup. Permanent lobotomies. Specific lobotomies. You think I'm joking? I'll document it when we get back. This is the new Brave New World, folks. This is the new Brave New World that they're setting up right in front of us. And you can keep sucking your thumbs out there like little babies and denying it, or you can you can wake up to the New World Order and join us and come in for the big win against it. But when we get back, I've got the mainstream news articles. I've got the bill here where your car will have to have a transponder chip on it, everybody in Texas. And, of course, you're sitting there in Minnesota or California or New York or Florida or Kansas, and you're saying, not going to happen here. Yeah, it's happening where you're at, too. It's all federally controlled and manipulated, and it's a total nightmare. We'll be back, and we'll discuss this and a lot more. There's just so much to cover today. Toll-free number to join us again, 1-800-259-9231. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, as well as Infowars.net. Stay with us.
Alex
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The number one movie in the country right now is Sin City. And I knew when I saw mainstream reviewers attacking it savagely that I had to go see it. And it is extremely violent. It is extremely bloody. There isn't really any sex in the film other than some scantily dressed women. And even the violence itself is stylized in black and white. It's really animated. And it has Bruce Willis and Mickey Rourke and a lot of actors I like in it, and I do not take your children to see this film, but I thought, why are they attacking it so much? Why are they going after it? Well, I went to see Sin City, and it is decidedly anti-New World Order. It shows that the government deals the drugs, runs the prostitutes, that our so-called religious leaders are really devil worshippers. Quite frankly, I thought that it was more reality-based, even though it's a comic book, than the nightly news in many respects. And, you know, I wasn't going to talk about Sin City, but number one, I don't want to plagiarize it on the air, or Frank Miller, Mr. Rodriguez. By the way, the film was made right here in Austin, Texas. Now, I don't really talk about movies on this broadcast. It's not what this show's about. But you got to give credit where credit is due. Because it's not as violent as a lot of movies, you know, that are hailed as conservative and good. So why was it being demonized? And again, I'm really not recommending, if you're faint of heart, going to see it. But I went to analyze it. I went in there with an open mind. You know, maybe this will be a piece of trash. But, you know, when Matt Drudge is attacking something, it's always got to be a little bit questionable if he's attacking it. But there's a scene where they've shot Bruce Willis up because he's a cop. I mean, I hate to give the movie away, and I'm not going to give much of it away, but he's trying to stop government-run child kidnapping rings, which is what they really do. I mean, we played Cynthia McKinney a couple weeks ago in Congress, you know, 200,000 children, women. They ought to make a movie about that. Boy, that people wouldn't believe it, though. 200,000 people, that's a, two giant football stadiums full of people kidnapped in 1 year alone at machine gun point and flown out to slave brothels. That's a lot of slave brothels. Big business. Maybe it'll be like gambling one day, especially if NAMBLA gets its way, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. It'll be like gambling that was in the back alleys. It'll be right up there at the grocery store. Maybe you'll buy little kids at the grocery store. These people have their way. No, I don't think so. They want to keep it illegal so they make higher profits, like the heroin and cocaine. But and the senator comes in to explain to Bruce Willis, you know, who's the senator's running the whole operation, basically. He tells him, I'm going to keep you alive, and I'm going to frame you for all this. And he goes, let me tell you what power is. And this isn't the exact quote, but he said, power is telling a big lie, a huge lie, that people know is a lie, but they still go along with it because they're part of the system. He pulls out his gun and he says, I could kill you right now in this hospital room, and they do nothing to me, because if I go down, this whole house of cards goes down. And that's power. They're going to go along with me. They're going to go along with my evil. And isn't that the truth on 9/11 and on gun control, on the open borders and on toll roads and forced vaccinations and just all of it? It doesn't matter if I got Henry Kissinger saying they're going to forcibly sterilize half the population and then watch him carry the plan out from 73. Doesn't matter if that's the Library of Congress website. Doesn't matter if I've got DynCorp kidnapping 200,000 women and little children, little boys and girls. Nothing's going to happen to them. They're going to do it right out in the open. We're all just going to go along with it. Well, I'm not. You're not. General public, they are. They're a bunch of cowards. They think it keeps them safe to go along with it, and that's what gives the evil power. And it's true. And so, that's our world. You know, shrink away from an artist's rendition of real things that are happening, put in a fictional account, kind of like William Shakespeare did. Get all upset about that, but don't get upset about the real stuff going on. It's unbelievable. And the government knows that about us. I mean, they'll keep all the bloody images of our dead and dying troops away from us and the dead and dying Iraqi children. But then we love a steady diet of violence and death and carnage on television. That's all okay. But don't even show us the coffins coming off the planes. Why, that might offend somebody, even when the families want the coffins seen. And this is the difference. People 50 years ago could stand to see real violence in the real world. That didn't affect them. They wanted reality. But if you showed them violence on TV, they'd become very upset because they knew you didn't take violence lightly. They knew it was a big deal. But now that we're separated from reality, we're upset by the real image, but not upset by the manufactured image. All right, I don't want to get into too much philosophy. We got loaded phone lines with Travis and Johnny and Jeff and folks in Toronto, Canada, and Steve, and Georgia, and many others, and I'll get to your calls. I want to get to you in this segment. I said I would. But I really do need to talk about toll roads. Again, 8 years ago, I got federal documents and even truck driving publications, and everybody sent me the information and attempted legislation. 6 years ago, I interviewed a member of the Federal Transportation Board who was a Democratic House member from Wisconsin. He was very upset about it. He faxed me internal documents. And I told you, you're going to have transponders, before anybody even knew what an RFID was. And I'm not bragging, folks. It's like, now when I tell you about something that's coming in a couple of years, please listen to me, okay? All right? Just please. This is what I do. I research this. And they're going to put toll roads in all over the country. And I've been warning people about this for a long time. Not to mention the fact that the IMF and World Bank were basically ordering OPEC to radically increase prices. It's all a major scam. We'll talk about what's happening at the pump right now a little bit later. It all ties together. It's all about control. It isn't about making money. The globalists print the money. They own the printing presses. It's about controlling society. The economy is set up to control populations. It's not free market. It's free market down at the local level, you know, if you're selling golf clubs or vacuum cleaners, but it's not free market when you get into real economies of scale and real pinnacles of power. We're basically like a bunch of pigs living in a pigsty, and you know, they throw us some slop, some leftovers, and yeah, it's a free market for us to scurry around and try to gobble it up and fight with each other over it. This is on Infowars.com right now, and you can go read the bill. Introduced, very good chance of passing. HB, it's House Bill 2893 of the Texas Legislature, now in session. 2893. Motor Vehicle Liability Insurance Compliance Program. And later I'll read much of the bill. It's a long bill, I won't read it all. I'll read a lot of it, subsection by subsection. Oh, everybody needs insurance. Yeah, keep us safe. Can't have all these illegals without it, which is a scourge, running over people, wrecking everywhere, no insurance. But when you read into the bill, it says, oh, also the transponder will be affixed to every car for the toll roads. For the toll roads. It says, for the toll road payment system. Actually says it. Every car will have a transponder. And if you complain about that, the cameras can measure you from camera to camera, point to point, and also tax you, reading your license plate, instantly scanning it. London's already doing that with the transponders. Already started a test program in California, Oregon. They got bills pending in California, New York, a bunch of other states. It's here. And I know you're a yuppie, and you think that if you deny something has power over you, it suddenly doesn't exist. You have a 2-year-old mentality. I'm even a 2-year-old. You have an 18-month-old mentality. But if you cover your eyes up, it makes the world go away. And that if you just giggle about this now, it won't happen to you. Well, it's going to happen to you because you're an idiot. You're the type of people that send me emails denying this stuff, denying legislation, denying that Patriot Act 2 says all Americans are terrorists in Section 802. You won't even read Section 802. You just say it isn't true, and then it isn't true. Well, let me tell you something. It is true. And I know you're not going to talk about it on local radio stations. You're not going to talk about it around the country. You're just going to go quietly into the night. And you know that was the problem back in 93, 94 when they put thumb scanners in at all the DPS facilities in the state of Texas. Thumb scan you to get a driver's license. We'll go to your calls in the next segment. Straight away when we get back. That was the problem with the thumb scanners. I mean, people would argue with me, go, I didn't thumb scan. I go, don't you remember the little black box, the red light? Oh, yeah, I do. Oh. At first they denied it, and then, well, what do I have to hide? And I said, well, listen, they didn't ask you about this. They didn't tell you what this was for, did they? No. Well, they're going to do other stuff. Everything is about mobility. They're going to control that mobility, and it's going to be used to buy and sell for a national sales tax that the libertarians you can trust are going to push. Because they're not libertarians you can trust. All right, we'll We'll be back after this quick break. Hope you'll stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diomedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So just like cattle, you march in, get your thumb scan, get your face scan, that digital photo. Now under federal law, all the states are doing it. The driver's license is the national ID card. Then all across the country, they start putting transponders in the cars, and oh, they don't even tell you what it's for. Just it's part of your little sticker now that you get, part of your tags. Oh, and now we're going to toll road you with that, all right? Okay, you're our slave. You do what we say. There's never a public debate. No one even knows about it. Because the corporations that own the dominant media own the toll road companies that own our government. Travis in Seattle, you're on the air. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Just a couple of comments. I got a girl I can't get through to her. I've been with her for the last 4 years. I would have married her, but I didn't want to enter into a contract with the state about how much I love her. I mean, that was it. So anyway, the bottom line is she's going to college now to be a doctor's assistant. And they shot her with this hepatitis C virus. Took them 3 shots to do it on 3 different occasions. And what I'm wondering is if you think they may be putting kind of weird stuff into the vaccine to make them do an about-face in their way of thinking, or if it's just the way it is. I don't know.
Well, I mean, medical workers have to take, I don't know, every 3 or 4 years, the round of 3 hepatitis shots. And with those injections, we have caught them in Africa adding things to the hepatitis shots. We know through the hepatitis shots in New York back in the 70s, late 70s, that's how they put the HIV virus into the gay population, the homosexual population. Folks, this is confirmed, okay? I wouldn't trust this. We have a government that thousands of times has released chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals over U.S. cities. I mean, that's declassified. So you shouldn't trust them to put anything in you.
Right. I couldn't get through to her not to go through the school to start with. So.
Well, I mean, if I was you, I would...
She's a Christian girl. She goes to Christian church. Her kid goes to Christian school, but...
Yes, well, I mean, we've got a Nobel laureate who's an epidemiologist saying if you take the flu shot, you've got a 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, go to my website. It's somewhere there in the archives. I think it's in the vaccine section of Prison Planet, where Henry Kissinger says they're going to forcibly sterilize the women through vaccines.
Well, I think I heard that. I've pretty much examined your website.
I'd get her the documents and go, and here's the URLs of the government.
Right. Well,
how dumb they think we are. They admit all this. They just do it right in front of us.
Well, I don't get these people. She goes to this church. They sing for 45 minutes, and then he says a few quotes out of the Bible and passes the plate. And church is over. They don't. And then her kids. They got her 10-year-old kid, a girl, playing basketball, and they got them running up to each other, trying to scare each other to drop the ball. I mean, that doesn't sound very Christian to me. I don't get it.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate the call, Travis. I don't know what I can say. Sounds like your girlfriend's a nice person who's very trusting, and she sees the world through her eyes because she's a good, decent person who has love in her heart and wouldn't hurt a fly. She thinks the world is like that. See, I don't see the world through my eyes, folks. I go out and I research what the world really is. But most people see it through their eyes. I don't believe my eyes. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Canada, then Jeff and others. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Two quick points. Gas in Vancouver now has reached $1.02 a liter, and it's just a scam, the biggest scam I can ever imagine.
What does that translate out to in gallons?
About four bucks a gallon.
Well, it's like just the garbage gas, the 87 octanes.
Yeah, yeah.
Here in Texas is like, here in Austin, I think it's like a 2010.
Yeah.
And it's like $3.50 in areas of California.
I know. I got a recommendation for a documentary that I saw last night at the video store. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it. It's called Angels and Demons Revealed.
Never seen it.
You should check this out because the movie is perfect documentary. It talks about all the stuff that you guys have ever talked about societies. And it starts at the Knight Templars and it goes up to the Masons and the Illuminati and how they've infiltrated the Vatican, the KGB, and I mean, you know what, it's worth checking out. It is mainstream, but it's worth actually looking at because it seems that people nowadays, they respect mainstream more than they do the video of yours because yours is kind of underground, whereas this is now something that you can go to the video store and
sure,
get.
Sure, but I'll tell you this, Johnny. I think the worm has turned. I think people respect alternative media more than they respect mainstream media. But listen, I appreciate your call. Sounds interesting. We'll come back and talk to Jeff and others on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
They say never judge a book by its cover. And I found that to be true. But so many people look at politicians because they got short haircuts and are wearing suits and ties and, oh, they're trustworthy. They must be good. We can give up our liberties to these people. They'll take care of us. Never mind if they're in business with the Bin Ladens and or vacation with them or engage in insider trading against American and United Airlines. And never mind if they warn public officials not to fly to New York the night before 9/11. And never mind if NORAD stood down. And never mind if they were running drills that morning of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon at the exact same time the real thing was happening. All that's a coincidence. Let's just give up our freedoms. Oh, and okay, maybe they are going to put transponders in all our cars and taxes. Well, maybe we need to pay more taxes, you know. And, well, that's just part of freedom. Let's go back to your calls. Jeff in Ohio. Jeff, go ahead. Jeff, you're on the air, sir.
Afternoon, Alex. Had kind of a crazy turn of events here in Ohio. I live about 30 miles south of Wright State Air Force Base.
Yes.
Right, Pat? And we have had an incredible amount of low-level, slow-speed flyovers by stealth fighter aircraft and also refueling aircraft and it sounds like a tornado when it's going by.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of drills. I'm getting reports all over the country of really a massive increase in drilling.
And also, we've been seeing Boeing has an unmanned plane that they fly around, and we've been catching glimpses of that as it darts in and out of the clouds up top. You have to almost know what you're looking for to even see them.
You're talking about the Predator?
This looks like a stealth fighter craft. It's really small, maybe 7, 8, 10 feet across.
Oh, yeah, has the boomerang shape?
Yes, sir. Those are the ones we've been seeing.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Tons of them. I mean, it's just been incredible, you know, what's been going on around here.
We're
going
to see a lot more in 2010. Half the Air Force is going to be unmanned. And they're also going to have $76 billion worth of ground robots.
Yeah, that'll be really nice, won't it?
Oh, they'll follow orders.
Yeah, unconditionally. I'll tell you another thing that's been shocking me is since I've been listening to you, after 9/11, I really watched a massive amount of television. And since I started listening to you and Blood and other people like that, I have just been amazed at the terminology that the TV stations are picking up that you guys are using now. I mean, Michelle Malkin was on Fox News the other day and actually spit out that the ACLU had a New World Order Orwellian agenda for, you know, the people coming across the border and how they were against the Minutemen. And it's just amazing the terminology that you guys use to describe what's going on, how that is just utterly flooding into our major media now.
Well, what they do is, they know that you'll judge a book by its cover. So whereas we've been talking about New World Order for decades, some patriots for 50 years, Hitler talked about it, H.G. Wells talked about it, Woodrow Wilson talked about it, George Bush Sr. talked about it, George Jr. has now used it, Dan Quayle, countless people have used it, but when we'd use it, the neocons would say it didn't exist, we were crazy. And yes, I have heard them, because I mainly listen to radio, they'll say, we got to vote for George Bush, he'll defeat the New World Order. Well, I thought his dad called for one. Or Michelle Malkin, you know, who has her book, The Case for Internment Camps, she'll go, we've got to fight the New World Order, we got to put people in camps. We got to have more Patriot Acts, that fights the New World Order. We've got to have our global government to fight their global government. So they give you a false choice. Well, there's the liberal world government, there's the conservative world government. And yes, the ACLU will fight the Patriot Act, but then we'll go try to stop the Minutemen simply reporting to the Border Patrol the illegals pouring across in Arizona. And then she'll use the label New World Order to attack the ACLU. But notice, I bet she wouldn't attack Bush, who is for total open borders himself. See, so they keep it kind of parishioned or segregated in kind of a schizophrenic nature. Oh, the evil Democrats, they want open borders. Well, wait, it's Bush calling the Minutemen evil vigilantes with his buddies, the ACLU. So, see, you really have a unification in Congress, in the legislative, in the executive, in the judicial, even at the gubernatorial level. But they have to act like there's a debate and a fight going on to kind of salve our concerns.
I get enraged at people like Sean Hannity that'll sit there for 20 minutes and talk about how the aliens coming across is bad and how it's bad for America, and they'll blame everyone and never mention George Bush's name. Never. And it's like, hello, you know, you know that he's, you know, the one who offered amnesty to these people. And all these things, and they'll sit there and proliferate, you know, all these facts about how horrible it is, you know, that the illegals are coming across, and never mention the
main person. Listen, I mean, this is really important what you brought up, and I appreciate the call, Jeff. Take care. Really great points. It's the same thing. Democrats will pull their hair out, screaming and yelling, Bush and the Patriot Act, and Bush and our liberties and our freedoms, and Bush and electronic voting machines to take our right to vote, and these Republicans are fascists, we got it. Meanwhile, the Democrats, in many cases, are outvoting Republicans at the state and federal level for all these initiatives. So, again, the most basic, simplest analogy for your friends and family that can't understand this is professional wrestling. Next time professional wrestling is going to be on, say, I got something, a political test, I want to show this to you. turn it on, even though they don't watch professional wrestling, and go, now you can tell this isn't real, right? You know, if you pile drive somebody's head from, you know, 6 feet off the ropes, it'll break their neck, or usually at least give them a concussion. Now, you know, you can't pile drive somebody five times and you know, they not go to the emergency room. And they'll go, yes, it's fake. Well, did you know that millions of Americans, full-grown men, they'll probably call angrily to this show. They do sometimes. And say, no, wrestling is real. Don't talk about it. It's the same thing. I mean, you're trying to explain to Republicans and Democrats that it's a staged event. It isn't real. I mean, it is a several steps worse than a boxing match, as I said yesterday, that is staged. Boxing has fallen out of favor, and people don't watch it as much as they used to, because most people know that most of the fights are rigged. I mean, that's come out many times. Well, who wants to watch a rigged boxing match? Who wants to watch a system where the best boxers never get a shot? Did you know a lot of football games are rigged? Did you know a lot of baseball's rigged? I know, you don't want to hear that. Fine, it's not rigged. You can believe it. But I'll tell you what is rigged is professional wrestling. That is not real. Now, just like with acrobats or anybody else who performs, people do get hurt sometimes and they play that up. You know, when they don't do the body slam correctly, you know, bones get broken. And people will argue that it's real. And I'm a conspiracy theorist because I say professional wrestling is not real. I mean, Rowdy Piper has gone public and said it's not real. I mean, as a child, I knew it wasn't real. And I'd have friends over, and we'd be watching wrestling, and I'd be laughing at it. I mean, I thought it was entertaining, and they get mad and say, it's real. You know, my dad takes me to the wrestling matches. It's real. Oh, the Von Erichs, you know, up in Dallas, it's real. And it's not real. Well, it's the same basic rules in politics. They get up there, and you know, John Kerry goes, oh, yeah, you're going down. Step into a Slim Jim. Let me tell you something right now. I didn't skip this title for 10 years to lay down to you, Hulk Hogan. And let me tell you something. Oh, yeah. And then Hulk Hogan, oh, yeah, you're going down, boy. Oh, and then they get in there and fight for an hour. You know, 270-pound men punching each other in the face full force, and there's not blood and broken bones and teeth all over the ground. And people really think that's real. People in colorful outfits and sequins all over them, and, you know, their assistant in the bikini. And I mean, look, folks, what do they say? Like 50 million people watch wrestling and go see it, and most of them think it's real. They'll get violent if you tell them it's not. And so this is the mentality we're dealing with. And John Kerry is Macho Man Randy Savage, and George Bush is Hulk Hogan. Use characters from the 80s or the early 90s. And you cannot explain this to these people. You're never going to explain it to them. They're not going to listen to you. They have the minds of children, folks. That's why the globalists call us cattle. And people have always had problems with reality, but now they're literally dumbing us down even further by design. And so that's what John Kerry and George Bush did. I mean, they were cousins on every side of their family. It was like a breed of dog, folks. You know, I mean, just everyone's related to everybody completely. You know, this aunt's married to that uncle, married to that. I mean, my grandfather was, you know, the son of your great-great-grandfather. You know, it's just on and on. And they go to the same secret society. Kerry was for the war. Kerry was for all the same stuff. And the Democrats thought he was going to save them. They just don't get it. And so, Sikander and others will go to you in a second, but I just want to briefly comment on this. And I guess the next hour I'll detail it. You might want to know that at the state level, all across the country, all across the nation, all across the land, they are preparing to put transponders in all cars by law. And the bills are in the legislatures right now. And I've got one of the bills for here in Texas, HB 2,893, and it's got a good chance of passing. And I'm begging you. I'm pleading with you. I know you don't want to believe this because it's a threat to you. You want to just deny it exists and then go on about your business until you go to pick up your sticker, your yearly sticker, or comes in the mail and you put it on your car, and it's got a transponder in it. And they say in the bill, it is to tax you on the toll roads. I mean, here's the bill. We are now, if this passes, a year away from this happening. Why does the toll road start opening? Every major road in the state. And the average person I talk to has no idea, because they've been told to keep their mouths shut at the local TV stations and local radio stations. It's very upsetting to me. Not just the taxation, the thousands of dollars a year, that's their own documents. Not just the fact that, no, they're also going to track and trace everything you do. It's horrible. And we could stop this. This is wildly unpopular, where they've just announced it on a city-by-city basis, Houston and Austin. Upwards of 98% in Houston, 93% in Austin are against it. We can have thousands of people show up at a meeting, two people raise their hands for it, 2,000 raise their hands against it, and the unelected boards just say, we don't care what you say. And the cops that are going to enforce this, they're not going to like it either. But you know what? They'll enforce it because it's their job. Because they're cowards too. And so don't say I didn't warn you when you're listening many years from now. Not even many years from now, but pretty soon. But I don't know. Sikander in Ontario, Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yep, I'm in Toronto, actually. The government here in 1997, with their corporate friends, opened up Highway 407. It's a toll-operated highway just north of Toronto. It's owned and operated by a private company called 407 ETR,
mm-hmm.
Electronic Toll Route. And basically, they have the transponders in the cars, and easy to use. Just put it in into your car, and it looks at your license plate. It gets all your information.
And in Illinois, they still had some of the cash toll roads, so they said, we're doubling your price if you don't get transponders.
The prices went up 200% during peak hours here on that highway.
I know.
And another thing, my brother works for American Express, and I just brought it up yesterday. I said, they're going to start asking you, not asking you specifically, but they're going to start asking employees now to, swipe their finger or get their eye retina or whatever to for your security. And everyone's like, yeah, right. And my brother's like, yeah, they're asking me for my thumb scan for corporate identity or because of security or whatever. And I'm
and
like,
again, for the average fool out there, it sounds reasonable, but it's part of a seamless integrated system that they didn't ask us about. They didn't ask us if we wanted this. They just put it in.
Where did this come from all of a sudden? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, like, sir, have you seen my first film?
Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot of your films.
Made in 1997. Released in late 97, America Destroyed by Design. I lay out in the last 20 minutes of the film exactly what we'd see today, and it's exactly what I said.
Right.
Not because I have a crystal ball, because I have the federal documents.
I know. I've seen a lot of your work, and I called in a couple times.
Well, I just wish it wasn't true. I mean, I wish this wasn't going to happen.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it has happened.
You were asking where it all started.
Yeah.
They call the Pentagon, has different terms for it, but it's called total battlefield awareness. They call it control cities.
Yeah,
and the Pentagon actually developed it, and it is a total control grid. The very specific term escapes me. It'll pop my head in a second. It's a really scary term, and it's a Pentagon model being put in to make everything a prison. The entire country, the entire Western world will be a total prison.
Welcome to the modern world of privatization and It always ends the same way. Corporations win and people lose.
I appreciate the call. You're absolutely right. It's like, and again, words have been manipulated. It's like they call it the Patriot Act. It's not patriotic. New freedom for psychological testing is not new freedom. And it's like privatization. Privatization is not privatization. But people can't get past the semantics. Privatization is where, folks, we're not talking about a new road making it a toll road. We're talking about taking existing highways and just plopping transponder readers on it and just charging you to drive. 6,000 miles of toll roads in Texas. You know how many miles of roads are in Texas? This is phase one. There are about 10,000 miles of state, federal, and local roads in Texas. 6,000 of them. And I saw John Hurt, the spokesman for TxDOT, in the paper the other day, just said, we're not even having public comment on this. You don't get public comment. And that's their attitude. Just shut up! We have police in black uniforms with machine guns. They're ready to kill you. We're building lots of prisons for you. Shut up, scum slave!
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
A cornucopia of really important news coming up in your calls in the second hour, but I do want to take some time to read over HB 2893. And again, if you live in another state, this is happening right now in your state, the federally mandated transponders. And then, of course, once you're used to that, they're even going to satellite tracker boxes. But they figured out folks weren't going to really go along with that, so the transponder will just be added to your to the little sticker you get, your tags. And this goes into my first film, where we show the official UN plan, where half the country will be off limits. And if you drive up out of Oklahoma into Kansas, into Missouri, you'll drive for 50 miles before there's an exit. And they blocked off all the old exits, and there's all these ghost towns. And the McDonald's and the gas stations are every 10 miles or so built in the medians of I-35. And they didn't ask the small towns. The state just comes in, blocks the road, can't get to it, and they say it's part of this plan that they're literally going to wall off most of the small towns. Folks, I'm not joking, okay? This is not a joke. I mean, they just come in and put concrete dividers right down the sides, and you are not allowed to exit. And people in those small towns have to drive 30, 40, 50 miles to one of the entrance points to get on the highway. And they just do it. And I-35, the federal highway, all these big state corridors are going to be locked down. And again, everybody hates it. 90%+. And Governor Rick Perry just says, I don't care. And the Republicans don't attack him. They just go, he's conservative. He's for open borders and wants to put toll roads everywhere. Hail Rick Perry. And it's the same thing with Schwarzenegger and all of them. I mean, it's happening everywhere. The Democrats are doing it too. And because the conservative talk shows don't talk about it, it doesn't exist. All right then. Folks, you want to be in slavery, you're going to be in slavery. And it's all about control. All about control. Some of these transponder toll roads are $7.50 just across a bridge. They go into existing roads and they just turn them into toll roads. And you keep paying the gas tax on top of that, though. And then they got little phony libertarians get out there and say, oh, well, you know, this is privatization. We're all for it. Oh, where the government just gives the roads to private corporations and keeps the taxation going as well. That's called corporate looting. It's just the corporations becoming government. We'll come back with Steve and Eric and Chris and John and Ron in the next hour. During the last minute of this hour, I do want to encourage every single solitary one of you to get my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, my best film. We now have it in stock in DVD. A little over 3 hours long on VHS, 2 hours, 35 minutes. We cover the latest police state developments. We cover what really happened on 9/11 like no other film does, a full hour of the film. And then we get into the elite. We confront the globalist. We show you the Nazi connections to Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones and Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Bushes and the Nazis. We expose what really drives their ideology, the death cults that control Western civilization. Toll-free number to order the new film, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com to order that film or other films via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Again, InfoWars.com. Order today. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that we do nothing. And these films will wake people up. 888-253-3139. Second hour is 70 seconds away.